This is a podcast from Minute Media.
It's about to go down. This is the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go.
What is up, Bills Mafia? Welcome in to this episode of the Buffalo Nerd. This is your home for Buffalo Bills football with a charity on top. This is the week 4 phase report. And as you can tell, maybe by the sound of my voice, or maybe I'm moving closer to my microphone, you'll never know. Week 4 was total domination. The Houston Texans should not even have come. The only good reason for them coming was the stats. We crushed. The defense looks elite. The offense performed at a good level. I wouldn't say greater once the rain stopped. And the special teams did enough to not did anything wrong, more importantly, this week. So, I mean, top to bottom, this was a 3-phase win. Everybody performed pretty well. The defense really kind of set the tone. The offense struggled early, which if you listened in to last week's show when I sat down with Stephanie Stradley, I felt like it might start a little slow, just Levy and Culley having a little knowledge of Josh and Levy kind of being a pretty good defensive coordinator. But ultimately, I think it was the rain that took down the Bills early. Red zone woes still around a little bit. But a couple other positive notes out of this was we just played a game in extremely crappy weather. So it's good to get that out of the way. You're going to have to do that again probably at some point this season. And most of the time that stuff happens late in the playoffs. So it's going to be good to be running down the stretch when we've already got some cold, nasty games under our belt already. Another really extremely positive note, which you tend to maybe get a little concerned with this, is this was a team that everybody, I think, felt would be a victory. If you didn't, then I'd be curious to hear why. But besides that, this should have been a victory. And in the past, the Bills have kind of struggled to dominate teams or beat teams that we should beat handily and, look like the better team. And in this case, they did that. So it was very nice to see that this team is continuing to show that they are not the teams of the past. They're progressing. They're really proving that they can win, and they're going to win every week, and they're going to beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. The other nice piece of this, not only beating that team, but next week, in this upcoming week, as I'm recording this on Victory Tuesday, it's Chiefs week. So it would have been very, very easy to look past this team, especially coming up against the rookie quarterback. You know, he's only making his first full, really official start on a full week's rest. I'm a little extra rest even. And I think that probably, to me, was the most important piece, because when this game started and Josh threw that interception earlier, it was like, oh, okay, let's not do that. But okay, I kind of thought, okay, let's move on. So it didn't happen. It was really, really nice to see that we came out, we beat the team we were supposed to, we did it in a fashion that looked very good, and now we came out of that game pretty good. I mean, we lost Milano, which will be a hit. Hopefully he's going to be okay. But moving into the Chiefs week, we looked like we were ready for the Houston Texans, and now it's time to focus on the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's talk about this offense, because this offense just continues to do well. The running game was there. Josh went 248 for 2. Good rating, 103. The early interception was, it almost looked like a misread, maybe the weather. I thought initially when I saw it, it looked like a little miscommunication, and Diggs almost didn't look like he should have been the guy, but maybe Josh thought he was the guy and it sailed a little on him, which could have been why Diggs kind of bailed on it altogether. But all the way around, he had a good performance. Once he got settled in, he took control. This was a weird game too, right? We had to slow down, and typically this offense doesn't do well when we decide to really slow things down and try to be methodical and take that approach. We like to speed up. We like to go. When we've got you on your heels, we're going to continue to press. We didn't do that in this game because we didn't need to. We needed to do the exact opposite in this game almost, or it would have been probably really terrible. And the Houston Texans would be probably as mad as the Denver Broncos are at the Baltimore Ravens right now. But besides that, Josh played a great game. running game looked really good. Moss and Singletary continue to kind of look like they're getting more in a groove. Even snaps in this game, that's probably never going to really take place, you know, just from the way the NFL typically is. But they do continue to kind of be splitting. They both are holding onto the ball. You know, Moss in the end zone again. He's continuing to be in the end zone every week after that week one inactive. So the running game's looking good. But we all know, I think we all know, that the running game stems from that offensive line. And coming into this week, we lose Feliciano. Maybe I wasn't really concerned with it at all because I wasn't hip to the idea that we were shuffling the whole other side there. But I got to say, Spencer Brown stood out to me a lot, not only because I was really paying attention to him because he was out there, and he's ginormous. I mean, he's pretty difficult to miss. I mean, I think that one of the funniest things he did the entire game was there was a flag on the Texans and he knew it was being called on the Texans. You can see him down in the middle of the field making like a motion where he's just like, it's a first down for the Bills, you know, and you can tell he was really amped up. And typically when guys get real amped up, they can get into trouble. He didn't. I thought he played a good game. I mean, obviously he's got things to improve on. This was not elite pass rushers that he was dealing with in this game either. But I do believe that having Williams shuffled in on the inside next to him is a very, very nice piece to this puzzle. You've got an extremely veteran guy who really just performed very well last season. He's looked okay so far this season. And now you move this real young kid. He's real lengthy. He looks real good. I love seeing him down the field. The whole offensive line realistically was finishing the runs. It's nice when you can look up and you're laughing and you see that you guys just get a 9-yard run. And then here come the two big hog mollies right there. And they're pushing right along with them, you know, downfield. So it's good to see those guys engaged. But I thought for the rookie getting his first go, it was probably a good situation. You know, like I mentioned, not elite pass rush, even though this defense has been productive against teams. He played well. I thought he did well. I liked the energy. I thought the whole line looked pretty good. And now we're hearing that this may be the way that we're going to roll moving forward, which, you know, I love Feliciano, but if the time is now, the time is now. I mean, that he looked okay, but maybe that, you know, the coaching staff sees something a little bit different. I would have to say that if they're willing to stick with this after this Houston Texans defensive line against a team that really kind of handed it to you in the playoffs last year, that there's a lot of faith in what these guys are doing right now. So I'm excited to see it. You know, you'll see this week coming up and the primer for this week's game. You know, I'm pretty amped up about what's going to be coming for the Chiefs this week. And I feel like we're in the best situation we've been in a while to do this, but this offensive line shift is definitely going to make a difference. I'm excited for it though. Funny thing, I don't know if it's funny. I mean, for fantasy fans, it's not funny, but now we have too many good options at wide receiver. Dawson Knox continues to stand out. He's performing. He's in the end zone for 3 weeks in a row now. He's looked very good. He's actually blocking very well too. I mean, that's not really showing up on the stats, but he's improving and he's getting better and better. The relationship with him and Josh is continuing to grow. You can see it. He's looking for him. The trust is there. It's exciting. And then you've got Diggs, Sanders, and Beasley, who basically one of them's probably going to go off. The other two might be mediocre, and that's no fun for fantasy, but as far as a football team, it's a gorgeous problem to have at this point. So this offense it's continuing to progress, it looks like. And I think that's what Coach McDermott always preaches, the, you know, just build on success, and we'll just keep stacking them together. So that's what we'll look forward to with the Chiefs this week, hopefully. Defensive side of the ball, I mean, I think it stops with the statement of 109 total yards. This is elite company. I mean, granted, we know the opponent. We've faced two, you know, kind of not great quarterbacks these past couple weeks. So you got to put some of that into it too, but it's still the NFL. And just because the quarterback's not that great doesn't mean coaching staffs can't scheme and there's running and there's other things taking place. But this defense has looked phenomenal. It was nice to see Boogie get his first action of the season, came out with a nice, got a sack in the game. You know, you didn't really see much else flashing around, but it was nice to see him engaged, getting his opportunity out there. You know, Star and Oliver just continue to look good. They're doing their things. You know, you like to see Star getting a sack. I believe that those two guys are the most important pieces, you know, for this upcoming matchup against the Chiefs as far as the defensive line goes. I know getting the pressure on the outside and rushing them is a thing, but a lot of times teams can do that. And then he just escapes right up the middle because the holes are there. So these two guys to me are going to be super important. A couple really good weeks in a row, by both of them. So it's nice to see them growing and continuing to grow. We did obviously take the big hit with Milano. We'll see where that's at, despite what Tiki Barber thinks. Milano is really good at coverage. Now, AJ Klein is not going to be the cover guy, which is going to be interesting to see how we approach this coming up against a tight end who's kind of had his way with us in the past, and we've struggled with the tight end position. But the Bills got Klein figured out last year, I feel like, and it's kind of looked like each time he's on the field now, he's in a good position. They're using him in the right way. So hopefully that will not be too big of an issue. We'll have Milano, but Klein is really performing well in his role right now, but it's not Matt Milano in coverage. Overall, though, this defense will see its first. I know that the week one against the Steelers is supposed to be a real good, you know, offensive challenge. And that was probably the best, you know, wide receiver crew that we faced so far. I can agree with that. But this is the matchup. And this is the matchup where the defense is going to get its first opportunity to prove it, it really is truly elite right now and playing it at this elite level. I'm okay and understand that this team may score and they're going to put up points. They do it against everybody. But this team's ability to keep it close defensively moving up against this Chiefs game, to me, is going to be more important than if we, you know, you're obviously not going to get a shutout against the Chiefs. If you somehow pull that off, then holy crap. I mean, two in a season already is doing really well. Most teams don't get one, you know, in a whole season. So getting two in the first 4 weeks is pretty exciting, and two in the past three, realistically. But this team will have its biggest test of the year offensively, speed wise. It's going to be the fine challenge, and we're going into their house, right? So you got to go into this other team's building and work real hard, and we might see weather. You never know. I do want to touch on the special teams, folks. There was not much action for the special teams guys in this game. I mean, they didn't do much. Hack, you know, he had a couple punts in there, nothing crazy. What I did really enjoy seeing, though, was that Bass continues to do well. You know, he's just each week he's stacking on, and they're trying to mess him up. You know, they keep talking about his streak each and every time that he's getting ready to kick. They talk about his streak again, but he's rolling right now. Minus that 53-yard kick he missed in Miami, he's kicking the ball very well right now. And the best part about it, and the only reason that I really bring this up, is because we just watched Tampa Bay barely sneak by the other night by a kicker that had to step out there and do a 56-yard kick in crap weather. There is going to be a point in this season where Tyler Bass is going to have to knock kicks through that mean a lot in crappy weather. So him getting the opportunity to kick in some nastiness, you know, granted it's his own stadium, it's good for him to do that. And he looked good doing it. He looked comfortable, you know, nothing anxious, you know, everything looked good. The ball was still right down the middle. So real happy kind of with the special teams performance this week, that not only were they not really used that much, but we also didn't see them stand out in any negative way really this week. Like I mentioned, though, off the top of this thing, I mean, this, if you were looking for a victory, minus if it said 40 points or not, just overall, the team looked very good, even in the situational stuff. I mean, you come out, you throw the ball right off the bat. Your first pass of the game is intercepted. Your defense feels great just coming off the field. They're there for one play. And then it's, hey, come right back out here. And you know what? Stuff them. And then it looked like they were going to stuff them and hold them to the field goal. And it's like, all right, cool. This is great. Good start. Way to go. And then they end up getting the opportunity to stuff them all together and hold them right off the bat, set the tone. And the defense from then on out, never let even like a flicker of hope exist. So very nice to see. And it's very nice to see your defense do very well. And then on the flip side of that, your offense is producing, because it's disheartening for defenses to get these turnovers, give you these short fields, and then you're putting in field goals like we kind of saw early in the game there where we were struggling down in the red zone. Kind of picked that up in the second half as the rain went away. The Mafia, of course, made their presence felt. I mean, you got to feel for this. There was points during this game where for Mills, I was just like, they are not helping him at all. They're doing nothing to help him right now. But we'll take it, because now, like I was hoping, we're coming out of this first quarter, we're at 3-1. You know, I'm still doing the quarters. You got to deal with that. We'll see if the extra game is really needed. Hopefully it won't be needed for this team. But as we're approaching Chiefs week, this upcoming week, you guys make sure that you're on the lookout for the episode. It'll be coming out on Friday like normal. This week, I'm sitting down with Sal Capaccio. and he's going to be giving us his feedback on what he felt from the Bills Texans game, and then we're going to be getting into the upcoming matchup with the Chiefs. And Sal, he's got a lot of knowledge about the Bills. He's been covering them for a while. I'm sure most of you know who Sal is. He's a great guy, and we're also going to be chatting about a really awesome charity that Sal's a real big part of, and I'm super excited about that show. So just make sure you guys are on the lookout for that. Again, this is the week phase. The week four phase report on the Buffalo Nerd. And of course, go Bills.
You just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out.